and welcome again to another exciting episode of the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I'm Rob F., everybody.
And this is the podcast that features video game music from the 8-bit and 16-bit era.
That's right. How's your week been, Brent?
It's been fine. I've been busy these days, which is good, I guess.
Okay.
How about you? Your voice is back to normal.
I missed the old voice.
Oh, really?
I liked it. I liked being a man for a week.
Did your fiance like it?
No, she hated it. She thought I sounded very creepy.
Uh-huh.
But
you like that, though.
I liked it. And, you know, maybe if I smoke enough and I drink enough, one day my voice will turn into that and I'll be a man again.
Yeah.
One can wish and one can hope.
I mean, you almost sounded like a monster at one point.
Sometimes when we put that monster effect on the voice.
Oh, you didn't even need the monster effect.
Yeah,
right. It sounded like you had an effect on your voice the whole time. We should have actually done the horror show with your voice like that.
Perhaps.
Today's topic
is jazz.
Yeah, jazz music. And what do we mean by jazz music? Well, I mean, I guess it's pretty obvious. Basically, there's a lot of video game music out there that sounds like straight up jazz songs. And then there's a lot of music out there that just makes you think jazz.
Right.
Or has... we're looking for stuff that has kind of an older fashioned feel, kind of a retro feel, perhaps. And perhaps it would seem like it would be easy to adapt for a jazz band. Although I think that pretty much all video game music is easy to adapt to a jazz setting.
You actually do that.
I mean, I've done it. Yeah.
Right.
I've done that. Yeah.
So
with non-jazz sounding video game music.
It's not entirely out of the question.
Now, due to the synthetic nature of video game music, some of these will sound kind of on the elevator side of things.
Right.
You know, and if you don't know what elevator means, listen to our episode,
7, was it?
Yeah.
6
no,
or 7.
Yeah, something like that. 7. Elevator I think music. It was 7. It was 7. Yeah, 7. That's what, no, for sure. It was definitely 7. And you can get an idea of what we mean by elevator music. But so some of it will kind of sound on a little bit elevatory, but the goal for this show is to showcase video game music that is less elevator and more jazz. Or just not even elevator at all, just more jazz. So anyway, we took the topic, interpreted it, the topic in our own ways, and that's what we'll be showcasing on today's show. So I'm going to start things off.
That sounds good to me.
And I'm going to start things off with a track from Super Castlevania 4 for the Super Nintendo. And this is... I remember playing this. I played through this game, beat it, and when I heard this music to it, I just thought, this is so weird for a video game, because it just... I mean, not only does it sound... It sounds jazzy, but it sounds more sort of... There's definitely a modern quality to it as well, but there's... It has jazz... It has solos in it, though. There's an organ solo, and there's a flute solo.
Oh, wow.
And it just... it was just really interesting to hear solos in a video game piece. And, it's very jazzy, and it's very much a jazz piece. So anyway, this is called... the composers on this are Masanori Adachi and Taro Kuduo, or Kuduo.
Close.
Kuduo, yeah. So Masanori Adachi and Taro Kuduo. And the track we're going to hear is The Submerge City, music from Castlevania 4, Super Castlevania 4 for the Super Nintendo.
Thank you.
music from Super Castlevania 4 for the Super Nintendo. Music composed by Masanori Adachi and Taro Kudou.
Wow, I had no idea that Castlevania, Super Castlevania, or anything could be so jazzy.
Right.
That has to deal with vampires.
Right, I know, it's weird. It's an unusual piece, especially with they take turns doing solos just like a jazz song, kind of. They'll have a solo, like there's an organ solo playing right now, and then they'll kind of go back to the sort of, you know, opening riff that they have, and then there's the flute solo, and then that upright bass too, very jazzy. I mean, it really sounds like a jazz bass.
Yeah.
Anyway, I like this track a lot. I like also how it opened with a sort of kind of circusy sound in the beginning, and then it just turned into this very sort of modern jazz sound. And this part right here is just so jazzy with the flute. Did you hear that flute riff?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's that track.
I want to finish out the solo.
Oh, okay, sure. Then turn it up a little bit. All right, that's it. All right.
That was cool. That was very cool. Okay. I'm going to go with one that I know for sure is jazz, because I was looking for exactly what you did, is you found a game that you wouldn't think would have a jazzy soundtrack, and you found that jazzy soundtrack. I was trying to do that, and I have some tracks that I will present that I think have that jazz sound. Mm-hmm. But I'm not really sure, but I did find a couple of games that for sure have that jazz sound. One of them being Side Pocket,
yeah,
for the Sega Genesis.
Okay, yeah.
Now you have you played this game?
No, but I did listen to the Side Pocket soundtrack for Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo. Yeah. Okay. Well, I had the composer for the Genesis version as Emi Shimizu. I don't know if you remember the Super Nintendo version, but that's who I had.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a Data East title.
Mm-hmm.
And the track I'd like to play is called The Lounge.
Yeah, pretty short. It's well, definitely on the jazz tip.
Yeah. So this is probably at some selection stage or your info stage.
You're with the lounge,
right?
Before, yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, yeah, just listening to this song, and then I heard when I was queuing this one up, I heard one of the other tracks from the Genesis version. This is a completely different soundtrack to the Super Nintendo one, which I heard listened to. And what's interesting is that the lounge on Super Nintendo doesn't sound that jazzy. This one sounds totally jazzy, though. And, oh, that's the other interesting thing, is that all the tracks have the same titles, even though it's a different composer,
right?
And it's a different soundtrack altogether.
Well, on the Genesis version, this is published by, or it was developed by Data East.
Right.
And Iguana Entertainment.
Uh-huh.
Was for Super Nintendo.
Right, yeah. That's interesting.
And there's a Nintendo version as well.
Hmm.
I wonder what that sounds
like.
Yeah,
I'm curious about that, yeah.
I didn't look at it.
Yeah, neither did I.
I know there is.
I didn't know there was, yeah.
There is.
Well, maybe during one of the breaks we...
we'll have a look.
We'll take a look, yeah.
Just take a look.
Yeah. Or listen. I'll listen.
But there is The Lounge, composer Emi Shimizu for the Sega Genesis.
Okay, up next, I'm going to play something that's more on the Latin jazz side of things. And that was something I should have mentioned earlier at the beginning of the show, is you know, we're looking for the things that are sort of swingy and sound like jazz songs, but that also includes Latin jazz and bossa nova.
Right.
And so I'm going to play something in that sort of Latin jazz vein, and this is from Earthbound, and this piece is called The Metropolis of Foreside. This is music composed by, well, the soundtrack was composed by Hirokazu Tanaka and Keiichi Suzuki, but I believe that Keiichi Suzuki composed this piece by himself, according to my sources. Okay. But the overall soundtrack was composed by the two of them, but Keiichi Suzuki did this track by himself in particular. So music from Earthbound for Super Nintendo. This is The Metropolis of Foreside. From Earthbound for Super Nintendo, also known as Mother 2 in Japan.
Okay.
And I think I might have made a mistake, actually, about the composer for this. But actually, I'm just going to double check real quick. But I really like, particularly in the bridge of this piece, I don't know, the way the song kind of wraps up at the end. We might talk a little bit to get to it again, but
okay,
just before fine. It wraps up to the loop, there's a really cool part of it.
What are you doing in this game?
I've never played. I rented this game, and it was I didn't really get too far. It's a role playing game. It's an unusual role playing game in that it takes place. I mean, it doesn't. It's not like wizards and warriors and dragons and stuff like that. It's got a different kind of. I don't really actually know a ton about it, but. You kind of, you know, you're like a regular guy. Like, I mean, and it takes place in like a sort of, okay, I like this part a lot right here. Yeah, I really like that part a lot there. Yeah, you know, it takes place in like, I mean, it starts out in like a suburban town and stuff.
Sure.
I mean, like a modern day suburban town sort of
right,
thing.
Right, right, right.
And apparently it's really quirky, and I've actually been trying to get a hold of this game, but I'm trying to get it at a good price. Because
what's a good price?
Well, I mean, I can get it for $60. But sometimes they sell for over $100 on eBay.
Oh man!
But I mean, you can get it from $60 to $70. Some people are selling it for. I just would like to not pay more than $35 for it though, because it's just
wow.
I just don't think Super Nintendo games should be. You shouldn't. I don't know. You shouldn't have to pay that much for Super Nintendo games.
It's collector's item.
But you know, the thing is this game isn't even rare. It's actually pretty widespread, but it's just in such high demand that that's why they go for that much. So,
okay.
This is the Metropolis of Foreside, and I was correct on the composer, so never mind on that. Music by Keiichi Suzuki.
Keiichi Suzuki.
Suzuki.
Okay. I'm going to play another Sega Genesis track. This time, it's another pool game.
Okay.
And this time it comes from a title called Minnesota Fats Pool Legend. Do you know the story of Minnesota Fats?
No. Do you?
I'm sketchy on it, but...
I've heard the name.
Did you ever see the movie The Hustler?
Yes.
Paul Newman?
Mm-hmm. And...
Jackie Gleason.
No, I thought... Wasn't it Scott. What's the guy's name? Scott. The guy who played Patton. Wasn't he in it?
I don't remember.
The movie Patton?
Yeah.
Who? What's the guy, the name of the actor? Scott? What is his name? Scott? Scott something. George C. Scott. That's his name.
George C. Scott,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I love that movie, and I didn't know there was a game called Minnesota Fats.
Oh, is it The Hustler about, is it based on that? That's what it's about.
It's based, they throw the character in there. I don't know if it's any truth to it, you know?
Am I wrong about that? About George C. Scott being in The Hustler?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I just remember Paul Newman and Jackie Gleason.
No, he is in it. Oh, and yeah, okay. And Jackie Gleason plays Minnesota Fats.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Fantastic movie. But the game is a pool game. I've never played it. I didn't even hear about it before researching tracks for this episode. But the guy's supposed to be a legendary pool player.
Mm-hmm.
So the track I'd like to play, I'm gonna continue the theme. It's called Muchas Gracias.
Okay.
And this is for the Sega Genesis, composers S. Momoi, Arma, and Shogo. But then on VGMDB, I had S. Momoi, Taihei, and Koremasa.
Okay.
So could be aliases, could be real names.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Muchas Gracias. Something a little melancholy for you.
Mm-hmm. With the title Muchos Gracias, I was expecting a Latin rhythm. This is more of a jazz ballad.
Yeah, sure. From Minnesota Fats for the Sega Genesis. Minnesota Fats Pool Legend came out in 1995.
And Minnesota Fats, he was a swimmer, right? No, I'm just kidding.
Probably would have been a good swimmer. Fat people make excellent swimmers.
Yeah, because the...
They float.
Right, float, yeah.
Float, very buoyant.
Right.
I think is the word I'm looking for.
Next, I'm going to play something from Breath of Fire, which is we've talked about this game on a previous episode. This is a role-playing game that Capcom developed, and you know, a lot of the music on this soundtrack sounds like role-playing game music. It's more kind of adventure music, but this track that I'm going to play has a sort of jazz waltz feel to it, and definitely it sounds kind of like, it reminds me of a 60s sort of jazz waltz type of situation. And you'll hear what I mean in just a bit. This is music composed by, well, the soundtrack was composed by Yasuaki Fujita and Manai Fuji and Mari Yamaguchi, who we did our composer focus on at one point. And I don't think Mari Yamaguchi composed this track, which she might have, but my guess would be it was Yasuaki Fujita responsible for this one because it has more of a jazzy feel to it, and his style is more on the jazzy side. But it's one of those three. And yeah, this is it. This is music from Breath of Fire. This piece is called Lively Mood. From Breath of Fire. This is Lively Mood. And yeah, like I said, it sort of sounds like a 60s style. I don't know, especially in the beginning, that it almost sounds kind of like harpsichordy, the beginning of it. And then the bass is very jazzy to me, too.
I like that piano.
Yeah, the piano as well, yeah. It sounds like a jazz waltz, you know? But yeah, I like this piece a lot. It's funny because this piece is so different from the rest of the soundtrack, which is more sounds like a role playing game. This one doesn't sound like a role playing game as much. And I'm guessing this is Yasuaki Fujita out of the three composers who worked on this game, Mari Yamaguchi and Manai Fuji,
right,
being the other two.
Okay. I am keeping the Sega Genesis theme going, and I would like to play a track from Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think in the Disney episode you played one, right?
Yeah, right. I did. And this track, this soundtrack, is mainly rearrangements of the movie,
right,
the motion picture soundtrack,
yeah,
adapted for Genesis, Super Nintendo, and whatever other console. It was released, actually, I'm reading here, it was released on MS-DOS, if you can believe that.
I can believe it.
So, the composer is Tommy Tallarico, and he did the Genesis instruments and the transition music, mm-hmm, for the Genesis version, and this is a song that I'm pretty sure was not in the original motion picture soundtrack. I tried to find it, and I don't think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't sound familiar, and I've seen the movie,
mm-hmm,
once.
You've only seen it once?
Yes.
Oh, really?
You've seen it more than once?
I mean, yeah, I've probably seen it a couple times, at least.
Okay.
There's a lot of secrets in that movie.
Oh, right. I read about
a lot
that.
Of sort of artist secrets.
Right.
They,
it's dirty stuff, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, it's on the dirtier side, yeah. Like, they spell the word sex at one point. No, I'm sorry, that's the Lion King. In Aladdin, one of the secrets is that when the tiger jumps on Aladdin, he says good teenagers, and it sort of sounds like he's saying good tiger, but he says good teenagers, and then kind of under his breath he goes, take off their clothes.
Oh,
he's
really?
Like, he's like good tiger, good teenagers, take off their clothes. It's really weird. You can totally hear it.
Wow. Okay.
Actually, that wasn't like an artist secret. That was, I guess, sound designer secret. But I think there was something else. No, I'm thinking of, there's some other art things in other Disney movies. But that's that one.
This was a game released in 1993. And the track I'd like to play, it comes from Tommy Tallarico. And the title is called Camel Jazz. Thank you. Tommy Tallarico for the game Aladdin.
Yeah, this has a sort of swing sound to it, and then it goes into a sort of a more of a Latin sound.
Yeah, I didn't pick up on that at first.
Yeah, kind of a bossa nova-y situation it goes into. This part right here. This is or kind of more of a samba type.
Right, I get that now.
It starts out more swing style.
Yeah, but I remembered this track from the Disney research that we did.
Right.
So that's why I copied that one down. And by the way, while we were queuing up that track, I played some tracks for Brent that I thought might be jazz related. And I have since scratched them from my list because I don't think they're jazz related at all.
Yeah, I mean, well, it wasn't just me. You yourself were...
Hearing them for, I think this was the fourth or fifth time, I said to myself, yeah, what's the point? I have the other soundtracks to go off of.
Yeah. I mean, I had a few of those like that too. I had some that were... I thought were kind of jazzy, but I thought this is too much of a stretch. This is more on the elevator side. And if we ever do another elevator episode, okay. Which we will, I hope, I have some save for that.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
Yeah. But up next, I'm going to play something from The Legend of the Mystical Ninja, or Legend of the Mystical Ninja.
Didn't you play something from that before?
Yeah.
That's the one where you can actually play an arcade game, right? The ninja plays an arcade game.
Yeah, you can play Gradius.
Right.
And then you can play from the elevator episode, the travel music. We used it for the phone, the answering machine.
Sure.
That's from Legend of the Mystical Ninja as well. And this is the piece called Keep an Adventure Log. I said it like a question because it is a question.
Right.
That's how it's titled. And this is more... And actually, this is a case where... Well, first of all, this has got more of a bossa nova feel to it.
Okay.
I mean, this is like a bossa nova. And it's also... As you'll hear, this could be categorized under the elevator music category as well. But it definitely fits for jazz as well.
Okay.
So this is music... composed by Kazuhiko Uehara and Harumi Ueko. This is music from Legend of the Mystical Ninja. This is Keep an Adventure Log. All right. Keep an Adventure Log. Music from Legend of the Mystical Ninja, Kazuhiko Uehara, and Harumi Ueko. And we let this pun play twice through because it was so short. Usually if they're really short, we usually let them go.
We allow a couple twice. Of loops.
Yeah.
So you get a good feel for it.
Yeah, as you can hear, it's bossa nova. It's the bossa nova style. But again, you know, due to the sort of synthetic nature of video game music, it also kind of has an elevator quality as well. Well, also, a lot of people will consider even just real bossa nova music. I mean, non-video game bossa nova music to be elevator music. So, you know, I think it kind of fits both categories. This is a crossover piece.
Yeah. Nice. I'd like to go to Brazil.
Oh, I'd love to.
Yeah,
I'd love
nice.
To. Love to go there, yeah. Thinking, I love Bossa Nova.
I'm thinking about honeymooning there.
Oh, really? Yeah. Whereabouts? Rio de Janeiro?
Rio, or maybe visiting
Sao Paulo. Sao Paulo.
Maybe going to the Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Amazon.
Okay. I'm going to go back to Side Pocket for the Sega Genesis. And the composer for this soundtrack is Emi Shimizu. And the track I would like to play is called Midnight Kiss. Midnight Kiss.
Very romantic.
A little something for you and your loved one, if you're listening together, perhaps.
Yeah.
I don't know if you listen to listen to podcast, you snuggle up, there's a little something, start making out or something.
It's just crazy to me how much more jazzy the Genesis version is to the, or than the Super Nintendo version. Because the Super Nintendo version, it's more elevatory for one thing, and it's more, I mean, it just doesn't, this is just really has, this is much more jazzy. But the loops are definitely shorter on the Genesis version than
sure.
the Super Nintendo one.
There's something about the instruments and the hardware that contributes to that jazziness, especially right now. What's it supposed to be, a xylophone?
Yeah.
It works.
Right.
It works really well.
Or like a vibraphone.
A vibraphone?
Yeah, vibraphone, yeah.
Okay.
You know, I was thinking to myself, I was listening to this. Wait, hold on. There's one thing I wanted to point out. Listen to this. The drums right here. I think that's really funny. It's like, it just, they the drums just do that little t-t-t. Kind of just like take the rhythm up just for like a second, you know? But I was thinking to myself that maybe we could do a show that's a romance show.
Oh, okay.
You know? And just, you know, we should do that for Valentine's Day or something, maybe, you know? And just do some
sure.
of the more romantic songs we could find, you know, and for the lovers out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That could be the Valentine's. Wait, what day is, let me look at my calendar here. What day does Valentine's Day fall on? It's a Monday, but we can release it the week before or the week after.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe the week before. Yeah, get you geared up for Valentine's Day.
Right.
So yeah,
8-bit and 16-bit style.
Yeah. So all right. I mean, I hate to have used this one for, you know, we could have used it for that episode. And also there was a song I played on the elevator episode that had a really romantic sound to it also. But anyway, whatever. I'm sure there's plenty more out there. Next up, I'm going to play something from Do Re Mi Fantasy. This is a Japanese only release. for the Super Famicom. And this is music by Jun Chikuma. And the piece we're going to hear is called Desert Paradise. No, I'm sorry. Desert Paradise. Not desert. Desert Paradise.
Okay.
So Desert Paradise, Jun Chikuma, music from Do Re Mi Fantasy. Desert Paradise from Do Re Mi Fantasy, music by Jun Chikuma.
I had laughed before we played the track because I think you'd meant to say dessert, but you said desert.
Yeah.
And I think usually what happens is the complete opposite.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't heard that one before.
Yeah. This is a really good game. I mentioned it before. We played something from this before in the past, but really, really cool game. Really colorful side scroller platformer, and this has sort of a 60s sound to it a little bit, I think. Kind of another one of these sort of jazz waltz sounds, sort of.
I'm in the mood for a Sunday now.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
we can eat a Sunday together to this music.
Sure, I'd share one with you.
Sure. I mean, as long as we kept this side separated, because I don't want to get germs. Especially after your voice from last week.
Well, that wasn't really germs.
No, I know. But it sounds like it, though. It sounded like you had something going on.
Well, I did have something going on.
No, I know. I know it was allergies. Sometimes people say they have allergies, but it's, I just don't believe it sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe you.
Okay.
But sometimes I feel like people are actually sick.
They're ill.
Yeah.
Right, right.
I don't know. People probably think that about me. I get allergies a lot, but...
Sure. I'd like to play another track from Minnesota Fats, Pool Legend for the Sega Genesis. Composers S. Momoi, Taihei, and Koremasa. This track is called Solitude. Solitude, Minnesota Fats Pool Legend.
This gets really fancy there. Some fancy finger work, or whatever it is.
Tickling.
Fancy computer, right there, yeah. Fancy computer programming work.
Tickling the ivory, as they say. Or the processor, in this case.
Yeah, or whatever it is. Listen to this.
Yeah.
It's funny. I mean, it's funny how, you know, it's funny how jazzy it is what's funny about it, you know? It's video game music, but it's, I mean, those definitely sound like jazz licks.
It's a nice little track.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, perfect. Perfect fade out right there.
Right.
That's how jazz songs end sometimes, you know? Like they fade out on the they just keep yeah, there's the solos going on. I'm going to play something next from SimCity for Super Nintendo.
SimCity.
Yeah. And this is music by Soyo Oka, who also worked on Super Mario Kart, among other things. And the piece we're going to hear is called Megalopolis. And this, I mean, well, the piece is really cool, but it has a certain, there's a certain rhythm and sound to the first section of it, and then it goes into a second section that is a lot slower and has much more of a jazz ballad feel to it. But the first part is faster and upbeat. And I particularly really like that faster upbeat part. But it starts to sound really jazzy with the slower part, the ballad part. So listen for that. Again, this is music from SimCity. This is Megalopolis. Music from SimCity for the Super Nintendo. This is Megalopolis, music composed by Soyo Oka. I really like this opening part of the song. The bass sounds very kind of jazzy to me.
Sure.
And then that slow part that we came out of just now, that,
yeah,
that's just very sort of ballady to me.
I could never get into SimCity.
I never played SimCity.
I tried it, but Not so much.
Mm-hmm. I never even tried it.
Really?
I don't think I did. Yeah, no, I don't think I ever tried SimCity. But yeah, this is very good. I love this piece. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to play another track from Side Pocket for the Sega Genesis. Composer Emi Shimizu, and this track is called Lazy Afternoon. Mm-hmm. Lazy Afternoon side pocket for the Sega Genesis. That loop just goes over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Very lazy.
Up next, we're going to hear from the game Front Mission. This is a, I guess this is a Square game. Japanese only release for the Super Famicom. This is music composed by Yoko Shimomura and Noriko Matsueda. And the piece we're going to hear is called Bar, which I imagine is the music you would hear when you go to the bar in the game.
Right.
Music from Front Mission, composed by Yoko Shimomura and Noriko Matsueda. This is Bar, and just very jazzy. I mean, just this is a jazz song.
Totally.
And it just sounds. Like, I mean, this doesn't even sound like video game music, aside from it being somewhat synthetic sounding.
You know? Right, right, right. Yeah. Nice. My next track from Minnesota Fats Pool Legend for the Sega Genesis is called The Lucky One. Composers Esmamoy, Taihei, and Koremasa. Minnesota Fats Pool Legend.
We've heard a lot of jazz vibraphones
on
today's show so far.
Something about the pool games brings that out.
Okay, I'm going to move on to a game called Vegas Stakes. And this is a gambling game, obviously. Oh, that'd be funny if it was actually a game about eating steak in Las Vegas. Which would not be a bad idea, just going to different restaurants in Las Vegas, different hotels, and just trying out the different steaks.
Nice.
But anyway, it's called Vegas Stakes, S-T-A-K-E-S. And this is a good game. I rented this game one weekend when Super Nintendo games were available for rental. And I finished it in one weekend, and it's an interesting game because it's not just the card games and slot machines and whatever else you play, craps and stuff, but there's also almost a role playing element
right.
to the game, because you check into the hotel, and then you call a friend to play with, There's like four friends you can play with.
Three guys and a girl.
Yeah. No. Actually, one of those is not. They think it's one guy and two girls. One of them kind of looks not too nice, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I think, yeah, that's actually a girl.
Right.
And then there's different people who approach you and, you know, try to scam you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And and you can move to different casinos. And if you go to, there's like middle level casinos, and then there's like the Caesar's Palace style casino. And then there's like the crappy casino. And it's a neat game. But the one flaw in the game is that you're allowed to save because it takes a while to earn money in the game. And so, I mean, it's fair to have a save option. It's not really a flaw in the game. It's a flaw in a person to do what I'm about to explain, and which I did to beat the game. But because there's a save option, you can pretty much risk all your money on a game. And then if you lose, you can just go back to your save where you saved it and then start from there. And if you win, then you doubled your money and then go save it again. And you can basically just keep doubling your money until you reach enough money that you win the game. So I guess if you want to play fairly, you have to not do that, basically.
Right.
But it's a really cool game and so much better than Caesar's Palace. I don't know if you ever played Caesar's Palace for Super Nintendo, but that game was not good. I tried both of them to compare them. And,
right.
But Vegas Stakes was very good. And anyway... the song we're going to hear is called Golden Paradise. And and again, this is from Vegas Stakes. And the composer on this is Kimitaka Matsume. Music from Vegas Stakes.
Very nice.
Golden Paradise.
Hey, you know what I really liked about that game? I didn't play it, but I saw a run through on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a part of the game where you're playing blackjack, mm-hmm. and a guy just walks up to you and says, "Hey, I'm not having good luck. Can I stand here and maybe some of your good luck will rub off on me?" And you have a choice. You can say yes, you can stand, or you can say beat it, loser.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool.
I know. I like that about the game, that it was more than just the games. You know, it was more than the games that you play in the game.
Right.
There was these people that approach you and stuff. That's just a really neat thing about the game. Kimitaka Matsume, composer on that. And Vegas Stakes. Also known as Las Vegas Dream for the Japanese version. A HAL Laboratory game.
Okay. I would like to play another track from Side Pocket for the Sega Genesis. Composer Emi Shimizu. This is almost an Emi Shimizu composer focus.
For you it is.
Me,
yeah.
Well,
it's a side pocket focus.
A side pocket focus, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of a side focus in a way, right? Like it's a side focus on side pocket. You know what I mean?
Of sorts.
Like, I mean, because the focus is jazz, but the side focus is side pocket.
Right. Okay. So this track is called Slow Down, Dude, from Side Pocket for the Sega Genesis.
Song is called Slow Down Dude.
Slow Down Dude.
And it sounds like you already did slow down.
Yeah. Did you hear that drum at the very end?
Hey.
Did you
That's funny. That's similar to that other one, yeah. It's like it's just they get into it really good. Like it's sort of like as if the drummer was about to like start going again and the other guy said, "Slow down, dude," and then he slows down again.
You know,
drummer doesn't want to slow down.
The NES version was reviewed by computer. Is that drum again? Was reviewed by Computer Gaming World, and they called it far and away the best billiard simulation ever published for any system at the time.
The Super Nintendo version?
No, the NES version.
Oh, the NES. Okay, yeah. Wow, yeah.
So, well, I mean, you know, you were competing with, I guess, MS-DOS.
Mm-hmm. There he goes. He's trying to speed it up, and then the other guy's like, "No, slow down." I'm gonna move back to Do Re Mi Fantasy, and play another one from that. This one is called "Toying Around," and it's music by Jun Chikuma. From Do Re Mi Fantasy, composed by Jun Chikuma. Toying Around is the name of this track. And it kind of has a retro sound to it. And
nice.
All right, well, that pretty much brings our show to a close. We usually like to try to play at least 10 tracks each.
Right.
But you ended up doing 9 because you opted to.
I have too many pool tracks, I think, and I mean it's the theme. They all fit the theme, and I like.
Yeah,
the theme,
sure, but yeah.
It was a nice tight show.
Yeah, sure, yeah. So, but you actually did select a track that I selected as well, and that's what we're going to close with.
Right.
So, well, we'll talk about that in just a bit, but before we do. We'll just mention again that this is the Legacy Music Hour, and my name is Brent Weinbach.
I'm Rob F.
And you can, for the full track listing, you can go to legacymusichour.com. You can subscribe to us on iTunes if you haven't already.
Any suggestions, give us a call, 281-SONIC-91.
Or email us at legacymusichour@gmail.com. And this was our show on jazz music.
I think it was a fun one.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, it's, you know, it's unusual to hear tracks like this in video game music, and it's kind of neat to sort of listen to all of them kind of back to back.
Next week's topic is going to be a good one. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, what is it again?
Sports.
Oh, sports. Right. Okay, so sports games.
Yeah.
So check that out next week. And what we're going to leave you with is a track from Outrun, we both picked this one out, and it's very fitting that we close with it because it's called Last Wave, and it's the music that you hear when you see your sort of final score after you're done with a race. And the composer on this is Hiroshi Kawaguchi, otherwise known as Hiroshi Miyauchi. I'm not exactly sure why there's a difference. There's two different names, but Hiroshi Kawaguchi is what I'm going with. And yeah, this is music from Outrun, the Genesis version. And this is Last Wave. Thank you for listening.